soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 20th, 2022. This is about the AMA and its license to kill. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an organization in the United States of America that offers its associates a license to kill. Yes, it's true. I lie not. Yet it is only one of many such death squad organizations that operate in this evil nation. The spirit and doctrine of these ilk operate throughout the whole world today, largely unrecognized. We are in very perilous times indeed, yet so few can see it or perceive it. And that is why so many are being led to the slaughter. Many will perish and be taken by the worldwide, unprecedented, coordinated snare that is capturing the world. The populations of Earth are like birds that these conspirators seek men as prey and then trap in order to maim, control, and kill. They are greedy dogs and will stop at nothing. They, like lions, gnaw at the bones until there's no morsel of flesh left. So there you have it. The AMA that I speak is the American Murderer Association. I have changed the middle word, starting with M, to be better reflecting their operation. In fact, they specialize in operations, medicating by sorcery called pharmakeia in the texts of Scripture. They have worn specialized costumes, dressed in white, wearing surgical instruments about their necks, and had lofty titles in front of their names. They have sworn allegiances to the gods of ancient heathen. It has been known as the Hippocratic Oath. These are specialized masters of what they call medical practitioners, and they're just that, practicing their magic. They are schooled in doctrines of demons, and they mislead and corrupt the populace. The citizens of America had largely put their trust in these licensed pros. The world goes to them for healing instead of God, who is the great healer. They call these skilled craftsmen my doctor. They will often sign on the dotted line and subscribe their total life's trust to these doctors they do not even know. Many of them say they know God, but they do not trust Him in such same all-or-nothing way. No way! The Brotherhood of the AMA have duped their victims by gaining their misapplied trust. Their potions of drugs were sold to them by the drug manufacturers. The governing sponsored organizations that supposedly took oversight of the medical system have been influenced by the monies of the drug corporations. The various authoritative alphabet agencies are governed by the money. It is corrupt to the core. They elect drugs and procedures themselves according to the payout, not the health benefits. This, too, is common knowledge. People thought there's a difference between illegal and legal drugs, but a drug is a drug, no? See how they got the people to drink the colored Kool-Aids? Gulp, 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 swallow, 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 and in recent years, it is more a jab-a-dab will do you. Do you in, that is. People are perishing by believing their lies. The liars have given heed to the lying lips. That's in Proverbs 17:4. And the rotten, wicked, go along too, to their doom. This is why deaths have gone off the historic charts from the aged to the young. The insurance CEOs have reported this. It is another fact, though, by the censored bias of the media con men. It's censored. There are record sudden deaths of the yet more unborn lives, the babies. There's record sterilizations or minimized new births, too. From the worldwide injections they pushed, what a lie. But the licensed to do this health and death practitioners allow them to gloss over the facts and the rising events of death. In fact, The state of California punishes the licensees of this health and death organization by revoking their licenses from the practitioners if they offer alternative health measures or restrict the agenda to inject the poison of the day. And we all know what that is. That would mean they would not have money or notoriety. And a few doctors or nurses are willing to stand down from this evil way. Censorship is strong and vast. Truth is hard to find, though it is still available for sincere hearts before the Lord. God can reveal the truth and lead you right to it if you are worthy. He's also shut many eyes to the obvious and caused you to neither see nor perceive what is underway, all in the lawless times we are in. Their goal has been stated in the media, movies, TV, news, monuments, secret societies, and the rich and famous as they utter their wicked desire to minimize the world's population. Some of these have had the doctrine for world superiority. It is a doctrine. They believe they will have slaves assigned to them. 2,500, in fact. There are only a small amount of these higher echelon that are worthy of such wicked rewards. They are they who sold their soul to the devil. They have no conscience. It is seared. They have no heart. It's a stone. They have no feeling or passion other than lust and greed. They will not stop until God puts it to the stop, and he will. But first, he is allowing them to do as they will do, and he is allowing those who will come to him for salvation through Jesus Christ and the gospel. The reward is on. You're either being rewarded now for choosing to follow Jesus. He will guide and protect you. He will show you and give you understanding of what is going on. You can discern the times. Yet the others can tell the signs of the weather, good or bad, by the sky's color. But they cannot see the dangers of the rampant lawlessness, foolishness, iniquity of every kind. They cannot put two and two together as the long-awaited plan to bring world government to the fore is underway. They brought the ruse and the fake pandemic with all the fear tactics to get you to subject to their poisonous shot. These deceived ones believe them, though their stories conflicted and confused, contradicted all the time and were violated basic common sense, hook, line, sinker, and injection. They went along and many have already died. Some will die soon from all of this. Others may come to their senses and cry out to God, but about what entered their physical and mental capacity. They know something's wrong, and they have been right about that. The answer would be, ladies and gentlemen, in completely, absolutely surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Repent and believe by following him. Jesus doesn't participate in these things. He is not part of any lie or deception. So how can so many professing Christians follow wicked men and their agendas? How can they open the door to the devil for him to come into this dirt to do his dirty work of defilement and death? What a deception. This is the most stunning reality, how God has allowed the world of the disobedient to believe the lies. He has turned so many over to a deluding influence that they will believe things not true. And this is what is underway. I speak today of the license to kill. The government doesn't do anything about it. They are co-conspirators. Though the facts show the damage and deadly maladies that come from being injected with the various forms of biological technology, the licensees go on doing their deeds of destruction. They must know what they're doing. Day after day, how the healthy suddenly sink down into a deathbed. And they get paid for doing this. That is also a fact well known. Hear this! These lawless decrees of the wicked shall have their plot turn on themselves. It's written. They have plotted against the just, but God will have his day of vengeance and repay them their due. Woe, 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 woe unto the wicked, says the Lord. Blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. He is their protection alone. For God sees and knows the plans of the wicked and will utterly confound them. They will weep and gnash their teeth as God terrifies them in his fury. They will run and not be able to hide. God has already put his mark on them. So licensed to kill they may be, but God is the one that can kill and then throw them into hell, the place of the departed dead, only to be thrown into the lake of fire that burns with unquenchable fire. Surely, O Lord, let it be so. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.